picture of the four of us. You rang me, Lord?
My name is Lynette Hawkins, and I play the character of Lucille Penhaligon. This is where it gets a bit more interesting, because the first contact I had with the guys was when the lovely Simon Spencer phoned me up in 1987, long time ago, and I was at the Old Vic, and I was in some Shakespeare plays, the Henrys, with Michael Bogdanov's company. And they got in touch, in fact, about Allo Allo. It's just a little bit, but I thought you might like to know it. And they needed a voiceover. They needed somebody to play someone who was selling violets in the street for Allo Allo. So, and it was an episode called Blighty Calling. And the airman phoned, well, they got on Nana's radio and got through to London, and they said, you know, are you sure it's London? They said, yes, listen to this. And I had to go, violets, lovely violets, in the background. So that was my very first time with David and Jimmy. So then a couple of years later, Simon was back again asking for another voiceover, this time for You Rang the Lord. And this was in episode 4. Just before The Poets, which was called Fair Shares. It was episode 4 in the first series. And they wanted me to be a telephone operator. And there's a little scene right at the end where Paul, Alf Stokes, the butler, he uses the telephone for the first time. He's not very sure about it. And I play the operator and say things like, number, please, and hold the line, please, and things like that. So that's the second one. And then the one that we want to talk about today is the next episode of You Rang the Lord, which is episode 5, called Beg, Borrow and Steal. And then Simon got in touch again. I'm wrong. When I did the operator, I was in all the rehearsals, so I got to know everybody. And one day I was having lunch with David and Jimmy. It might have been my first day, because they're very kind like that. And they said, would I like to come back and be a poet, Lucille Penhaligon, in the next episode, in episode 5. So it's a bit complicated, but that's how I got to know them, really. So I was delighted and said, yes, please, I would. Thank you. All my stuff was in the studio. The telephone operator, I was actually sitting on the set in the sitting room behind where all the cameras were, because they weren't supposed to see me, but the studio audience could see me. And I was on my own in a nice chair with a glass of water. And then suddenly, who should appear but the lovely Donald Hewlett, Lord Meldrum. And he said to me, do you mind if I keep you company? Would you like some company? So I said, oh, yes, please, because I was on my own waiting. And then the rest of the cast, whom I got to know, all came round and stood round my chair while I did my couple of lines. And I thought that was one of the nicest things, really. It was so supportive. So I got very happy memories of that. So I was on the set for that. And then, of course, we were on the set again in the dining room, was it, for The Poets, which was full of people. It was a very big cast, yeah. So it was great fun and a bit crowded. They had that giant megaphone as well. Stuart had a giant megaphone who played, he played the main poet. What was his name? Aubrey Winslow, the poet, yes. So, and he was resting it on Perry's shoulders. I don't know if you remember, but it looked very funny and it was great fun. Oh, well, it was an absolute joy, really, Andrew. I'm not just saying that because people think actors are sort of all very gushy about each other, but they were so friendly and they made me at home. As I say, even when I was doing the telephone operator, I was in every day with them. I think I got to know Sue best of all first, Sue Pollard. And Sue is so friendly and very funny. And then so were the girls. I mean, Susie Brann and Katie were lovely. and everyone, really. I mean, everyone you could, if you sat by someone for a coffee or you were mingling around, everyone would chat and treat you, you know, as a member of the family. But everyone took the work, including myself, absolutely seriously, because it's so well written. I think, you know, that it really sort of binds you together when you've got such a good script as well, real quality. Everyone was so good. I mean, everyone. And of course, I paid most attention to the women's roles because I am a woman. And I just thought they were all superb. But if I've got to pick, then I'm going to say Lady Lavender, because she was so naughty and you never knew what she was going to do next. And she had the most gorgeous little costumes. All the costumes were beautiful. I had a beautiful costume as well. But I thought, oh gosh, I'd love to be like her when I'm older. And now I am. So I'm looking for my Lady Lavender role. But she's the only one that I could say, okay, I'll pick her. But they were all of them, and the men. Absolutely. The casting was spot on, you know, absolutely right. And they were all wonderful, I thought. Well, I've got a couple of little things. I corpsed, you know what corpsing is, when you make another actor laugh when they shouldn't? Uh-huh. Well, I corpsed Katie Rabette when we were entering the dining room, the poets. We had to be greeted by the family. So we went along in a line and everyone said, hello, hello, hello. And we were all sort of pretending to be very weird and wonderful. And when I got to Katie, I don't know why, but I crossed my eyes because I can do that. And Katie completely, she sort of corpsed and giggled. But unfortunately, we weren't on camera because I had my back, so I knew whatever I did. And I wasn't doing it to be mean, but I knew it wouldn't matter if she just laughed a bit. But we were just off camera. But I remember her telling David and saying, Elin, it calls me. And I went, I didn't. But I had done. And the other little thing that I did, and that was on probably my first day when I was going to be the telephone operator in episode 4, I was waiting to come in with my lines and Paul was waiting to pick up the telephone and everyone was there. And I was so eager to do it. And I said my line and I said, number, please. And I heard Paul saying, I haven't picked the phone up yet, love, hang on a minute. And everybody burst out laughing because I watched him. And of course he hadn't picked the phone up, but I just thought, oh, it's me, I'm on. But that really, apart from the sort of general lovely atmosphere, you know, that's really all I've got for you, I think. I was thinking today, I don't know why I didn't write to them afterwards and say, can I come back? And I think I was off doing other things. I was working at the theatre in Sheffield and I'd been on tour all over the world with the Shakespeare plays. And you don't realise what's going on, you know, what's going on at home and that this wonderful series is just carried on. So I'm still kicking myself about that. But they were so lovely. I mean, as I said, they sat me down for lunch the first day and I wasn't really playing a very big role, but they were really such interesting and talented and, you know, kind people, really. A great loss, you know, we'll miss them forever. It is shown quite often on the Drama Channel, you know, like once a year or something, I don't know exactly. But no, we don't. Once the BBC has sold it, as long as it's still with the BBC, I still get repeat fees from other things I did. But once it goes to the Drama Channel, that's it. Good night, Vienna, all over. So no, I don't anymore. Other people might be different, but I think once it's gone to drama, that's it. Thank you very much for asking me. It was a real pleasure.
How sad, my lord.